messages on screen to let you know that the information becomes available. This station
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome, everybody, to Mindless Banter. What's up, man?
I was like, you can get to it?
I did get to it right away.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on, buddy?
Nothing. Buddy, old pal.
Old buddy. Yeah, so we're actually recording this a week earlier than this thing actually goes out.
It's a weirdo week.
Things feel weird.
This is off.
When you're listening to this, I'll probably be like throwing nickels in a nickel machine in Vegas or something.
Looking at porn on the ground.
Exactly. So we're going to do this a week early. But Cam, what are we doing today?
Well, so in our former years, in our previous life, we recorded a little tidbit on Modern Man.
Yeah, we had
broke
a very
down an article,
a very very short lived podcast called Basement Nation.
Was that the only thing we uploaded?
I think we did two. Two episodes, and this was one of those that Cam and I broke down this article talking about Modern Man.
Yeah,
and it's the most ridiculous thing we ever heard, so we had to talk about it. So you're gonna hear like this opener to another podcast, and then us acting like idiots. Well, I mean, you hear that every show, but. So this is going to be that recording. So don't get confused. You're not in like some weird Inception or something.
Not
this
a podcast within a podcast.
Yeah, this is still Casual Preppers, but we're just kind of giving you this recording of Modern Man.
It's just a fun BS episode.
It's fun. So check it
out.
If
you want to kill time, you'll love it.
Yep. But first, guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Sawyer Products. We couldn't be more excited. They are the U.S. leader in outdoor protection. From the backcountry to the backyard, Sawyer offers a line of top-rated insect repellents, water filters, sunscreens, and first aid products. With the rising prevalence of tick and other insect-borne illnesses, stay protected with Sawyer's line of family and gear-safe insect repellents, including their permethrin fabric treatment, which is 100% odorless after drying and repels and kills mosquitoes and ticks for 6 weeks or 6 washes. The treatment does not harm any fabrics or finishes and can be applied to clothing, gear, and a variety of other fabrics. If you need water filtration, Sawyer recently introduced the Micro Squeeze water filter, which is rated up to 100,000 gallons. Their full-size squeeze filter comes with a lifetime warranty. Last year, over 4 million people got clean water through a Sawyer water filter. Man, use our code CPREP19 for 20% off anything at their site at SawyerSafeTravel.com. What is the site, Cameron?
SawyerSafeTravel.com.
He doesn't even. SawyerSafeTravel.com.
I wasn't listening.
And you can use our code.
I've already bought my stuff.
Yeah, CPREP19. You're going to get 20% off. And guys, enjoy Modern Man.
Mm-hmm.
For the next part of this presentation, an entirely new cinematic monster.
There doesn't seem to be much job satisfaction or pleasure in this picture.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Basement Nation.
Hello. What's up, Cameron?
Not much.
Man, this feels weird.
Yeah. Well, it's been a whole 2 months since the last one.
I think it's been at least 2 months.
I think every podcast, you know, episode two, 2 months. Episode three, 3 months.
We're just trying to space it out, give it some air.
So if you figure out the math, you'll know when we release the next one.
Let the podcast breathe a little bit, man. Give it some air. Yeah. welcome to Basement Nation Podcast, the second podcast that we...
Of stuff. Stuff we want to talk about.
Yep. Cameron, what are we talking about today?
Today...
I don't even know how to do this, man. This feels
weird.
We're
going to instruct the human race about Modern Man.
Yeah, so we... Oh, my gosh, man. I'm sure some of you have seen this article from the New York Times. It's 27 ways... Let's see, what does it say? 27 ways to be a modern man.
Unbelievable.
So this came out a little while ago, but we just kind of happened upon it, and holy crap.
It's pretty... it's unbelievable.
We're going to go through it, and...
It's more like Modern Pussy Man.
Modern Pussy Man. That's what it's about.
It's like hardcore man.
Yeah.
Like in some parts. In other parts, it's like, he's a sissy man.
I know.
He's a sensitive man.
It's like back and forth.
It's way too drastic.
So we're going to go over that, and then we're going to do our own list of crazy modern man things.
What real modern man is.
Mm-hmm. Anything you want to get to before we get to that, Cameron? You want to talk about anything?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. We can do whatever we want.
Kobe's going to Star Wars today.
Yeah, I am.
Which
I am.
Probably half of you have already seen it already.
Yep. And well, especially if this is 2 months down the road.
We should have.
When you're listening.
Right, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, they got a new one?
Oh, what the?
How long's this been?
Yeah. The Wookiee stories.
Yeah. I'm talking about Star Wars episodes one.
Eight.
Phantom Menace.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Remember, oh,
that
I can't wait
Christensen's
to see
that. Gonna be like the next,
next
Brad Pitt. Right?
Right.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know. Do you want to talk about anything else before we get into
I don't know, man. I think maybe we gotta just get into this and just kind of see.
We got so much stuff on it.
We do.
So
okay. So the dude that wrote this is named Brian Lombardi. Kind of sounds like a manly dude.
Lombardi trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my gosh, he's the biggest.
He's wishy washy. I don't think he knows.
He's a jerk. He's a pretentious jerk. That's what I get from him.
Modern man uses Lombardi as his last name.
Yeah. Do you want to go ahead and read that? The first paragraph of that.
Of the Modern Man thing?
Yeah. There's
I don't
a little.
Even have a link to it.
You don't?
It's not
it's
on
in the
here.
It's in the one note. I'll read it.
Jeez, you do it.
You're so unprepared.
It's
man.
Not in here. Where is it?
You got to go to the other tab, remember? The original tab.
Okay.
Anyways, so what Brian Lombardi says is, being a modern man today is no different than it was a century ago. I call bull crap on that right now. A century ago? 1917? 2017? Come on.
Modern man had no restrictions.
Exactly, yeah.
Modern man was a man in society.
He was a man's man, man.
And considered man. A man.
Yeah. So it's all about adhering to principle. Sure, fashion, technology, and architecture change over time, as do standards of etiquette, not to mention ways of carrying oneself in the public sphere. But the modern man will take bits from the past that strike him as relevant and blend them with the stuff of today.
That sounds well written.
Jeez, man.
Good job, Lombardi.
I'm trying to hold back the vomit because I know what's coming next.
Yeah, that... And the best part is that it has a little picture of a man
it does,
with
huh?
a tear on his cheek.
He has a little tear on his cheek.
Oh, so sensitive.
All right, so you read number one. Let's start with number one. 27 ways to be a modern man.
Number one, when the modern man buys shoes for his spouse, he doesn't have to ask her sister for the size. He knows which brands run big or small.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Modern man knows.
So, okay, first off, who's buying shoes for their wife anyways? I mean, really. That doesn't happen very often.
I don't know. The funny thing about this is homie.
Yeah.
Chris, who, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Was here in our last episode.
Yeah, hopefully he'll be in the next
My
one.
Wife ran into him in Ross.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, Chris is not modern man. Because he had the store clerk call his wife to figure out what shoes. So
why didn't he call his wife?
I don't know. He must not have, because Tony, my wife, was confused about that as well.
That is weird.
But that's modern man. Don't carry cell phone.
Yeah, man. That is.
But yeah. No, I still to this day couldn't tell you what shoe size my wife wears.
Okay. So that's number one. Number two, why would you ask her sister? Why wouldn't you just walk to your closet?
True.
Look at her shoes.
True.
Right?
You don't have to ask her sister. Yeah, I don't get it.
And he knows which brands run big or small.
Brands is another thing that is just not modern, man.
I know like two brands of shoes. You know? And
yeah.
I know Vans and I know Converse. That's it.
I know. Up until like 2 years into my marriage with my wife,
yeah,
I realized that BOGO was not a brand.
I'm going to buy them BOGOs.
Yeah, I was like, man, those are like, I was like, that's a cheap brand. They're always selling them for one or something.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Modern man doesn't know those acronyms like BOGO.
I didn't know. It's like, what is that brand?
That's funny. That's good.
All right. Yeah, let's do number. What's number two?
Number two is the modern man never lets other people know when his confidence has sunk. He acts as if everything is going swimmingly until it is.
So to me, this is a very woman-like attribute.
Yeah.
They don't let their pride be hurt.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
You know, I'm not saying anything sexist here.
You wouldn't do that.
No.
Modern man ain't sexist.
But I'm just saying, like, This is just a weird comment to come from another man.
Well, and then just you don't use the word swimmingly. I mean, seriously. Okay, just don't.
Okay.
All right.
I don't even know what more to say on that one.
Oh, that's stupid. What's number three?
The modern man is considerate. At the movie theater, he won't munch down on a mouthful of popcorn during a quiet moment. He waits for some ruckus.
Okay, but why can't you just eat with your mouth closed, you animal?
Yeah.
Eat whenever you want. Just eat with your freaking mouth closed.
Yeah.
Right? Come on.
Yeah. That's it.
I do hate that, though. I hate when I go to the movies and I hear the people behind me like... I'm like, seriously?
I know.
Like, that's probably the most agitated I ever get is yeah. at the movies listening to people eat.
Yeah.
It is like, honestly, like, the
yeah, it is.
It drives me
I
insane.
I still remember my brother and I going to the opening. It was like a premiere showing 2 days in advance of the regular premiere date or whatever. I don't know what you call those.
Yeah.
A sneak peek.
Sneak peek.
It was for Independence Day.
Oh man.
My brother and I went like way early.
Yeah.
Like an hour early
or
something.
So you could get good seats and yeah. whatnot. Yeah.
This big freaking dude, you know, he's just like the movie hadn't even started.
Yeah.
He went through all of his popcorn and his nachos and got refills.
Oh my gosh.
And like he's right behind us and the theater's like wide open.
Did you move?
No. I should have. Because we had like money seats right in the middle.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
But he, I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And it is. It's aggravating. So he didn't wait for some ruckus.
That's funny.
But
man. Yeah. So why this makes the list, I don't, I mean, a lot of this is so arbitrary. The crap that made is 27 things. Why?
Yeah.
All right. Number four.
Now here it becomes real manly.
The modern man doesn't cut the fatty or charred bits off his filet. Every bite of steak is a privilege, and it goes down the hatch.
Now he gets super manly here.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going. Modern man doesn't even cook the steak.
After you bite them Manolo Blahniks for your wife, you eat that whole steak, boy.
Modern man cuts the meat off and eats the fat.
Trim that meat off my fat, please. Too lean.
It's just so, that was, these are so opposite of each other.
I know.
Well, boom, let's get a real manly one in
yeah,
there.
Gotta, I still gotta feel like I'm a man. I'm gonna put this one in there.
Yep.
All right, what's next?
Number five. The modern man won't blow 10 minutes of his life looking for the best parking spot. He finds a reasonable one and puts his car between the lines.
Okay.
Well, I don't even get what
I mean. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So stupid.
I know. I'm like, what the heck?
I mean, yeah. I'm not that dude that drives
around
for
an hour.
This is the
New York Times.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I know.
How did this article make it in there?
Because it's the New York Times.
No. So, yeah. That's true.
So
that explains it.
Yeah. I guess the modern man. And it depends, because if my wife's with me, sometimes she wants me to get a good spot. She doesn't want to walk.
Right.
So, I mean, is that not being manly if I wait or drive around for her?
True.
I mean, I usually don't.
True.
But, I mean, I usually right. don't, honestly.
Or maybe
yeah.
has such a sweet pickup, jacked up,
yeah.
new paint job.
Uh-huh.
He just parks at the first parking stall
yeah.
in the parking lot. You know,
right.
way away from the building.
Vertical.
Nobody's going to run here.
Horizontal, I mean, perpendicular to
in
the spot.
Trailer parking.
Exactly. That's what he does.
Yep.
Number six, before the modern man heads off to bed, he makes sure his spouse's phone and his kids' electronic devices are charging for the night.
What the?
So, this baffles me.
This is pure man.
Belief. Your wife can't plug in her phone? Like, I don't get that.
Yeah.
Really?
Now you're getting sexist.
Yeah, that's just like your kids are too dumb and your wife's too stupid to know to plug in their phones and their iPods and their iPhone or whatever else they have.
I'm beat, but I got to plug in all of our devices.
I sure would like to go to bed, but I know those idiots ain't going to plug in their phones.
This was a weird one. I'm like, what?
So okay. apparently, if you're a modern
throw
man,
it in there.
You got to do that. Put that on your list.
Yep.
Your good night bedtime list.
Love you, honey. Let me go plug in your phone.
Love you, honey. How's your battery looking? How's your battery looking, babe?
You get that charge later today, or you want me to charge?
You want me to plug it in right now? We can plug it in later.
I got a multi-charger downstairs.
Wireless charging.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Number seven?
I can charge it myself. If you want me to. Whatever has to happen.
You
want
to use my cord?
We can charge them both together. You want to bring your friend's phone
Let
over
me
and we'll charge it too?
Let me move mine off the charge plate. You can use it right now. All right, number seven.
Number seven.
The modern man buys only regular colas like Coke and Dr. Pepper. By the way, Dr. Pepper, I don't think he's a manly drink.
No.
If you walk into his house looking for a Mountain Dew, he'll show you the door, which is the complete opposite.
You do not talk bad my about grandpa, Mountain Dew.
My grandpa, like, that was like his IV fluid on his deathbed.
Yeah. He was probably a badass man.
He was a badass man.
Yeah.
Kicking donkeys and breeding horses.
Kicking donkeys. Every time I saw my grandpa, he was kicking a donkey. And he drank Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
So
he's a Mountain Dew drinker.
Put that in your butt, Mr. Dr. Pepper.
I'm like, yeah, switch the Dr. Pepper Mountain Dew here.
I mean, what the... I don't get it, man.
This is like the dude's preferences here. And he's like, Ms. Silmore manly than anything else.
Yeah, I want to eat Diet Shasta. Drink Diet Shasta. You know, I mean, Sam's Cola is the only drink a man will drink.
A man will pour down his gullet a Mr. Pibb.
And he will suck out his gutter every single sip.
Modern man knocks out the bubbles.
Modern man
flattens his pop before he goes.
Modern man throws that soda as high as he can in the air before he puts it in his mouth.
Modern man doesn't stop the fizz coming out, just lets it run down his hand.
Modern man just lets that fizz go all over his face like a modern man does.
All right.
I think we've done that one to death.
Yep.
Move on to number eight.
Ocho.
So the modern man uses the proper names for things. For example, he'll say helicopter and not chopper, like some gouch simpleton.
What? This is dumb. I don't get it. I just don't even know what to even say on this one.
You can't say chopper?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I won't say chopper, but I'm saying chopper.
Yeah.
Get to the chopper. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not cutting chopper out.
No.
Get to the chopper.
I'm saying chopper whenever I want.
Yeah.
Cow. I mean, seriously. Why does he pick on helicopter and chopper?
I don't know. City man. I'm telling you, it's the only
city man. He's a city man.
He's a city man. That up there, not a chopper. That's live at five, helicopter.
Helicopter.
Okay.
All right. Number nine.
Yeah. Having a daughter makes the modern man more of a complete person. He learns new stuff every day. I don't have daughters, okay, he does.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I have three daughters. Yeah, I agree. You do learn stuff every day, but I guarantee you do with boys, too.
Yeah.
You can't be a modern man, Cameron.
I know, I'm not.
You're not.
I'm having just boys.
I don't get this. Why would you even put it in there? What the hell, man?
Because it's him. I'm telling you.
It's so stupid.
It's just him.
God, okay, number 10.
Did you just read that one?
I don't know, frick. I'm just pissed off. I'll read it. Number 10. The modern man makes sure the dishes on the rack have dried completely before putting them away. For one thing, like, is this like hand washing? Like a dishwasher rack?
I guess
or is
so.
This just in the dishwasher?
I don't know. Turn on the heat setting.
God,
modern man knows how to work
his
appliance.
The modern man makes sure the dishes on the rack have dried completely before putting them away.
What does this have to do with anything on earth?
So dumb. I mean, it's like
I'm
the most
pour
arbitrary.
Myself a bowl of shit. What the hell? This is wet.
Oh my gosh, I'll never eat anything again.
There's a pool of water in this bowl already.
I'm trying to eat my entire steak fillet, and there's water in there.
How am I going to cut off the fat and eat it if my fork's still wet?
I always eat fat first. That's what I do. That's a modern man's way.
All right. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Half of these, I'm like, what the hell? Number 11?
Yeah, number 11.
The modern man has never pinned a tweet, and he never will. Okay. Oh, all right.
For those of you who use Twitter, I don't see how it's manly or not manly to pin or not pin a tweet.
So, yeah, and this may be unmanly for me to say, but I think Twitter is more geared towards, like, man, because it's visual stimulus, you know?
Sure.
It's like, oh, cool, pictures. I don't have to read anything.
You mean Instagram?
No, like Twitter. Oh, no, I'm thinking Pinterest. Sorry. Never mind. Can you delete this part out?
I can't. Modern man doesn't delete anything.
Modern man doesn't know a damn thing about social media.
Modern man's never been on social media a day in his life.
Oh.
All
right. Modern man's ISP. Modern man's, what is it, modem. His dial-up modem went out yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, number 12. Was that me or you? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll read it. The modern man checks the status of his Irish Spring bar before jumping in the wash, for a wash. Too small, it gets swapped out.
I don't, what the hell?
Who the hell is using bar soap? Do you use bar soap?
Only if it's available. My wife buys this. The
shower gel.
Yeah,
shower right? gel.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, yeah. No.
And if back in the day in high school, yeah. I would mash little pieces together.
Oh, yeah. You do whatever you'd pick out the pubes and you'd use it as long as you could. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you do.
Mine had pubes just like welded into it.
Yeah, you couldn't get them out.
Were these already in here?
It's for scrubbing factor. Yeah. Abrasion.
This is a natural SOS pad.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a loofah. Pube loofah.
Okay, Irish Spring Bar. All right.
Whatever.
The modern man listens to Wu-Tang at least once a week.
Apparently the modern man is stuck in the 90s.
I was going to say.
I don't know.
That's okay.
Modern man stuck in the 90s.
Apparently this
modern man listens to Clint Black once a week. I'm
now
just
that,
trying to.
Now
what's
that's
90s?
Much more.
I know
that's
it is.
Much more modern.
I'm just
man.
Trying to think of something from the 90s that I can remember.
Yeah.
Modern man listens to New Kids on the Block whenever he gets a chance.
To make it. This was cool as hell back then. Modern man still listens to this.
Yeah. Modern man doesn't get too modern with his music.
Modern man loves Eagle Eye Cherry.
See? I mean, yeah, it's yeah. so stupid.
So selective, so personal.
Number 14, the modern man still jots down his grocery list on a piece of scratch paper. The market is no place for his face to be buried in the phone. Okay, this is like the opposite of being a modern man, I would think.
This is, yeah. Take modern out of that.
Yeah, so we can be on our phones, like, in our cars, at our houses, everywhere else, but as soon as we get to the market, it's like, oh, shit, that's taboo. Can't take your phone out.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't get it. Whatever.
All right, buddy. Can't figure out your Google Assistant or your Siri?
Yeah.
You can just talk to it.
Exactly.
Number 15, the modern man has hardwood flooring. His children can detect his mood from the stamp of his Kenneth Cole Oxfords.
Oh, my gosh. This is like the worst sentence ever written.
This guy's
ever.
A dipshit.
Kenneth Cole Oxfords?
Yeah.
What even is that?
It's
you know
his
what they
wife's
are?
Shoes because he knows size and.
They're high heel shoes. All right. That's what the modern man wears.
Yeah, okay.
Modern man tries to be a woman.
Modern man tells his kids he's mad by the sound of his penny loafers tapping against the wall.
The little tassels flap as he walks. Flapping tassels. Nose. There, he's mad. Tassel flapping.
All right.
Hey, you guys see Dad? He's flapping. His tassels are flapping. You know he's pissed.
Oh, he's mad.
Okay. Go ahead.
Is number 16. No, that was, I think I just read.
Okay,
the
go ahead.
Shoes.
Okay.
Didn't I just read
shoes? I don't know. The modern man lies on the side of the bed closer to the door. If an intruder gets in, he will try and fight him off so that his wife has a chance to get away.
This is where in the article he's like, what the hell else can I put in here?
What's manly?
Well, I do sleep on this side of the bed. Modern man's closer to the bedroom door.
This okay. is so, like, yeah, I mean, I guess you would think about that.
Yeah.
Although my
the
door
way our
sort of,
bedroom's set up is both
no
of our
front.
Feet point towards the yeah. entrance, so both get shot.
Yeah. So his wife has a chance to get away. I just love that part. Honey, go! You got him in a headlock.
Modern man makes his wife sleep on the couch, puts a blow-up doll in her place so she's protected at night.
Modern man doesn't get married.
Modern man protects all of his wives.
Modern man treats all his wives equal.
Modern man has a kitchen rotation schedule.
That's opposite of the bed rotation schedule. We don't want your woman smelling like onions at night.
Okay. We're already hitting our list. All right, we got number 17.
Yeah.
All right. Does a modern man have a melon baller? Don't ask me what the hell that is anyway. What do you think? How else would the cantaloupe, watermelon, and honeydew he serves be so uniformly shaped?
Shut up.
What is a melon baller?
It's those little things you scoop out the fruit with and they
look like
an
ice cream scoop?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've never.
Yeah, no. Nobody has those.
Nobody on earth.
You know who has them? The buffets in Vegas. I know they have them because that's how your fruit looks.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Or at a reception. That's what I was trying to say.
A reception.
I was going to say a wedding shower, but I'm like, is that even a real thing?
Is that even a real thing?
What's a wedding shower?
Modern man doesn't know what a wedding shower is.
Modern man can't spell wedding.
Modern man don't know his ass from his elbow.
Modern man puts in really long delays in his podcast.
Dead space, dead air. Modern man.
All right.
Number 18. The modern man has thought seriously about buying a shoehorn.
Okay.
I've never in my entire life even considered needing one.
No.
Have you?
I've seen him at the nursing home.
Yeah.
But I don't.
A shoehorn.
This
good
dude is so.
Crap.
He's so metrosexual and trying to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's annoying.
Trying to be hardcore country, but he's
19.
Metro.
Go to 19.
The modern man buys fresh flowers more to surprise his wife than to say he is sorry.
Ooh. I guess that's fine. I mean,
okay.
There's nothing wrong with that,
I guess. That's what a man should be.
Yeah.
I don't know about
well
modern
done.
Man.
One out of 19 so far. Good job.
Yeah. All right.
On occasion, the modern man is the little spoon. Some nights when he is feeling down or vulnerable, he needs an emotional and physical shield.
My hell.
Okay, I'm trying to think in my entire life if I ever, like, you know, thought to myself, I'm feeling vulnerable right now. Like, if I ever had the actual thought in my brain.
If ever there's a day I felt like a little spoon, it's today.
Honey, I'm a little spoon today.
A big spoon's been messing with me.
I've never.
No. You
vulnerable?
Can't.
Seriously?
You
come
can't.
On.
A man can't. Like.
You can. I mean, you can turn around and she can. But it's not. You're not like, I need to be the little spoon.
I know.
So
it's just.
Vulnerable.
So weird the way he.
That episode of Walking Dead really got me. They killed Glenn, those
somebody
bastards.
Cut me off at work when I was driving home. I don't know.
I just never thought
when
that.
When I read this first, I was like, the little spoon, he's the guy in front. He's in the spoon. He's in the spoon forming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
21.
The modern man doesn't scold his daughter when she sneezes while eating an apple donut, even if the pieces fly everywhere. Apparently, this happened right when he was writing this list.
As he's like wiping off the apple donut from his screen.
Oh, hell, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Modern man doesn't scold his daughter when she's needing an eating dumb apple donut.
Modern man.
I haven't even had an apple donut.
What's an apple donut?
I don't know. I'm telling you, this is the most selective, specific to this guy's life.
Idea. Number 22.
But he's a modern man.
Yeah. Modern man still ambles half naked down his driveway each morning to scoop up a crisp newspaper.
That sounds pretty manly.
Well, who reads a newspaper for one thing?
Yeah, I know.
Modern man doesn't know that it's all free on the internet.
Yeah.
You know?
This guy needs to, man, there's just some disconnect.
God, he's a schizophrenic, man.
Seriously.
He doesn't know exactly what's going on.
It's true. Number 23, the modern man has all the Michael Mann's films on Blu-ray, or whatever the highest quality thing is at the time. It's Blu-ray, buddy.
Who buys Blu-rays anyways? I mean, really, that doesn't happen very often, but.
Who doesn't just rip off the internet with a...
Michael Mann. I'm trying to think of what his films are. Those are like all the shoot 'em up ones, right?
I think so.
I don't freaking know.
Yeah, gosh. Who does buy... Who uses an optical disc player?
Yeah, nobody. Yeah, nobody. Nobody.
Nobody uses them.
Nobody uses them except this guy.
Except the modern man.
Except the modern man. He uses them.
Yeah.
I kind of like singing there a little bit. The modern man. He uses them.
He did the modern man.
optical.
Wow, this list is still going.
Yeah. Number 24. The modern man doesn't get hung up on his phone's battery percentage. If it needs to run flat, so be it. Well, that's a stupid idiot right
that
there.
That is a stupid idiot.
Communication is life, bro.
this guy obviously does not
use
his phone for anything.
Can't let his wife's go bad, but his is fine.
Let me plug yours in. What the hell with mine? I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need to get up in the morning. I don't need to call
people.
No
wonder he doesn't care that his battery percentage goes flat because he's charging his wife's phone all the night long.
Freaking
okay, buddy. All right.
Number 25.
The modern man has no use for a gun. He doesn't own one and never will.
This guy's a dipshit.
He is a dipshit already.
That's
right
the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Away.
He doesn't own one and he never will.
He owns a bow and arrow.
No, he doesn't. No, man.
He doesn't own a weapon,
period. Got a goddamn melon baller to fend off the robbers. I'll melon ball your ass.
This is my lobotomizer.
Call it the lobotomizer. Your head's just like a cantaloupe.
Yeah, I mean, it was already a terrible list.
Yeah.
That just told me everything about this guy.
Number 26, the modern man cries. He cries often. No. I can count on one hand in the last 5 years the times I've cried.
I know. When you had that penile infection.
Yeah, that was bad.
Penile infection.
That's worth a cry. I mean, okay, if you're getting penile infections often, then you're going to be crying often.
Yep.
Last one.
People aren't sure if the modern man is a good dancer or not. That is, until the DJ plays his jam and he goes out there and puts on a clinic.
Puts on a clinic.
Oh, man.
Modern man puts on a clinic.
Modern man uses phrases like puts on a clinic.
Apparently. I mean, no thank you.
Wow, dude.
So, if you'd like to check out this list, go check it out. It's really good.
Brian Lombardi lives in Illinois with his wife, Linda, and their three...
Oh, he's a Chicagoan then, I bet. He's from Chicago.
And their three children, which I'm sure are all little girls, because this list is so... The modern man is this guy.
Yeah, this...
In his opinion, he is the modern man.
He's the modern man.
He is the modern man. All right.
So, we have...
Why don't we talk about the modern man?
We took it upon ourselves to make our own list.
You were going to say casual peppers.
Yeah.
The Basement Nation's
Basement Nation.
Casual Prepper Man.
The casual,
mix all this
the
stuff
casual
here.
Prepper
like,
Basement.
What is this?
Basement Man. So we made a list of our own. We got a whole bunch of these and a bunch of them
if you're
suck.
Listening still.
If you're still listening, a bunch of these suck, but we're going to go through them anyways.
Yeah.
All right. How do you.
Do not know. Number one.
Number one. Modern Man Yells at Guns. You're on my back. Guns, I get so angry.
You're 44 caliber. You're 22.
Yeah, that's what he does. He names them and he yells at them as he names the calibers.
Oh, yeah. Number two, modern man buys flowers for himself once a week.
Once a week at least. And not when he's just sorry. He just does it because.
Give me one fire and ice rose right fire. Now.
I like that, Lily. Give it.
Is that a water lily?
Yeah, once a week. This one. Number three. Modern man only shits standing up.
If it runs down his legs, so be it.
So be it. He's a modern man.
Oh, modern man watches Clueless at least once a year.
Gotta get those lines down.
If he cries in it, it's okay.
I'm not gonna lie, I usually do this.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
All right. Modern man recites poems in the shower because Emily Dickinson is life.
Oh, modern man sings
Twitter Siffy. T Swizzle.
Modern man sings Taylor Swift while working.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Modern man always smells like a construction site. Oh, wait, I missed one. You go to that one.
Modern man pumps up his tires with his mouth. Just uses that bottom tooth to push in the little.
Yeah.
Modern man doesn't know what the hell that thing's called.
Modern man don't care.
Holds the air in. That's all that cares. All that matters.
Modern man knows all the dirty dancing moves.
Modern man has tried to. I wrote this down funny. Modern man has tried to make the Weird Science chick at least once.
Yeah, you have to have seen Weird Science to make that make any sense. But it's funny. Number 11.
Every man's tried to make that.
Modern man hates fat people. So stupid.
The modern man gets engaged at least once a year.
Once a year, everybody. Modern man drives with his lights off at night. It's a thrill, and he knows it.
He doesn't need nightlight.
Illuminations for pussies.
The modern man domesticates raccoons. Like Daniel Boone.
Modern man always leaves through fire exits at stores. I'm leaving, bitches. He's gone.
Modern man don't give a shit. That's the whole thing. That's it.
When hunting, modern man always shoot from the hip.
No need for arm sides.
Don't be no scope on that.
Here, you got to read this one because this is yours. This is my favorite.
Modern man puts Arby's sauce on his Big Mac. Screw you.
The hell with you.
The hell with you. I got to stop at two stores, but it's worth it. Worth it.
Modern man don't sing Feliz Navidad. Builds a wall.
Build a wall. Modern man ends every sentence with shit.
I'm going to the grocery store. Shit.
What you want to get from the grocery store? Shit.
Honey, I'm home. Shit.
Yeah.
The modern man has diabetes.
That's more truth than lie there. I mean, really.
That is.
Modern man hunts the chupacabra on the weekends.
Oh. Modern man wipes from the back to the front. He ain't no sheep. Oh, that one's good. Just wipes right across his sack.
Oh my gosh. My stomach hurts a little bit. Modern man like to stand between old ladies because then he's in a ma'am sandwich. That was so stupid.
Oh. The man takes no for an answer. Man takes no for an answer. Yeah. That's awesome. Put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Modern man has never washed his hands.
Modern man never misses Darman Greg reruns, ever.
Darman Greg.
That is
that's so true. It's so true. The modern man handwrites his emails.
Modern man fakes headaches when he's had a long day and when he just isn't in the mood.
Modern man has a dash button for deer meat.
That's so sweet.
I'm out of deer meat. Let's hit the dash button. There.
Modern man does his own colonoscopy screening.
Well, just turn 50. Time for a colonoscopy.
Time to run that camera up there again.
Modern man Instagrams his biggest turds. Hashtag holy shit.
I would do that. Yeah, that's awesome. Is,
I would, dude. We should ought to just start like an Instagram account. It's just all massive turds. You know? It's just like picture after picture of people's turds.
It probably would be a big old hit.
It would, probably.
Is it already on there?
I don't know.
We should start them.
Just get people to send
modern
them
man
in.
Shit.
Like disgust. They'll be so disgusting. Oh my gosh.
Seeing some moment, just like the shotgun blast. Just like. Oh man, we need to start that.
Hashtag poos of Instagram. What are we doing here now? Where are we at?
Modern man orders dressing with salad on the side.
Yeah, he does. Modern man owns every season of Full House on Blu-ray.
Oh, the modern man intuitively knows the bra size of every woman he meets.
34C.
That is a 32A.
Oh, 32A. The modern man lays out his wife's clothes for the next day. You don't trust her sense of style. Awesome. Let me get your outfit out, honey.
Modern man matches her shoes to her makeup. Modern man only eats brand name cereal. Oaties and Fruityos are for the are for those commies. are for commies.
I think you need to sync your thing because it's off. Okay, modern man never uses regular names for things. Boots are shit kickers. Fingers are booger hooks, and testicles are coconuts.
That's awesome. I didn't see that one. The modern man welcomes, nay, encourages intruders. It's a chance to hone his ass-kicking skill.
Forget come Google.
On, come on in.
Come on in.
All right.
I don't need my exercise for today.
Pow.
Forget Google. The modern man uses the more sophisticated Alta Vista for his search engine.
Forget the Google.
Forget Google, the Google.
The modern man has no use for a spoon. He doesn't own one and never will.
Slurpee.
Jeez.
People are like, God, I'm never listening to this again.
Modern man always cries at the end of Home Alone. Always. Just did last night.
Oh, modern man prefers kerosene lanterns over icky electricity.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Modern man takes pride in his high blood pressure.
That's a new number today.
That's a new high right
That's
there.
That's a record systolic.
Instagram.
Modern man always tags. Modern man always tags his grandma on funny memes.
Memes, yeah. Memes. He's, that's what he does.
Modern man can't say shit.
Modern man rides llamas.
Modern man never sleeps. He knows it's a sign of weakness.
Modern man has truck nuts.
Modern man writes in Johnny Cash in every presidential election.
Modern man's musky scent impregnates women who dare to inhale its glory.
I'm pregnant.
I'm pregnant. Oh my gosh.
Well, smell that.
Not 32 seed, dang it.
Modern man could do a kick-ass Jamaican. I can't do it.
Come on.
Jamaican Oscar. Oh, my gosh.
Do it again. Do it. Do it.
Jamaican Oscar. I can't.
Asking. What the hell's asking? Do it again.
It's a Jamaican Oscar, man.
What are you saying?
I don't know. We got to move on because I can't. Asking.
Asking.
That's how Jamaicans say it. Bobsled team. No, Jamaican, we got an accent,
it,
man.
Say it.
Modern man can do a kick-ass Jamaican accent, man.
Oh, you did it. Crap.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was good. Oxkin. Okay.
Modern man prefers laser disc.
Modern man gets a giggle fits.
He does, doesn't he? And the last one, the modern man grocery shops at the pawn shop.
Pawn shop.
Shop.
Oh, wow, that
was unnecessary.
Man, we should write a letter to Lombardi.
That was unnecessary. Well, that's all I got for today.
Whew, boy,
man, got a headache from laughing.
That was too much, I think.
This is modern man
mm-hmm.
in our society.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Thanks. We might have to, maybe we should write an article and put those up on the article.
We should pop all those in there.
Do it, Cameron.
Okay, we could do it.
Do it. Put it on the website.
What website, though?
Casual Peppers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Casualpeppers.com. We don't give a shit. We'll do whatever we want.
That's true.
Okay. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, they're all ready to go.
Yeah, perfect. All right, well, you got anything else, Cameron?
No, if you don't know what a modern man is.
You do now.
Re-listen.
Yeah, re-listen.
Rewind this podcast.
Rewind, re-listen, do whatever you want.
All right, that's it.
Good to go?
Yeah.
All right, man. See you later.